I invite you to close your eyes and tune in to the cells of your body right now. Those cells of your body, as you tune in to every piece of DNA, every molecule, every cell of your body that has just heard you talk about the energy of love. Can you feel, sense, visualize, or know that every cell of your body has just had a love wash? They have been bathed in love and beauty and grace, peacefulness, harmony and balance. All of these things are the side effects of when you set intention and focus to bathe yourself and all that around you in the energy of love. For the energy of love is a state of being. And when you're in that state of being of love, it changes the chemistry of everything around you. There is this allowance of the energy of love to flow in and out. There's an ebb and flow that is effortless. And it is this state of being that you remain within as you practice mastery in your daily life. So let us give the invitation to our higher self, our soul energy, for us to remain within this state of being. Even as the meditation finishes, as the Kryon channel finishes, as the evening tonight together finishes, let us set the intent to remain within the energy of love. And let us now hear a message from Kryon.
Is Earth receiving help from the stars? Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This particular statement, some of you have the answer for because you have heard that which I have given you the teachings of many, many times. There are many who are just starting to realize things. They have an awakening of their own. Perhaps things are bigger than you've been taught or told. That is always what we ask you to consider. And one of the things that we have told you yet from the beginning is that your very 23 chromosomes of DNA shout at you that you are different from all those before you on the planet who had 24. We've told you in the past that something happened 200,000 years ago that you should know about. We've told you something that is perhaps eye-rolling to many, except the scientists also are scratching their heads. What happened that would take you out of the normal mammal configuration of 24 chromosomes suddenly to 23? We gave you the word intervention. In this particular case, it was intervention from the stars. Here is the premise that you should know and hear yet again. This galaxy of yours is alive. There are so many with high consciousness, low consciousness. There's life everywhere. Right now, as I sit with my partner in this chair, you have discovered multitudes of other planets around stars much like yours, that have atmospheres, that have temperatures much like yours, perhaps even water like yours. And the longer we wait, the more are discovered and discovered until you'll realize there are millions, millions of Earths. Eventually you'll see that. What are the odds that a few of them, a percentage, maybe a few thousand even, have life? What are the odds that it's life before yours started? All of those things, the odds are tremendously in favor of all of that. And this leads me again to tell you this, dear ones. Those who seeded you, changed your DNA, and created that in you which is compassion, and postured you for a 24th pair of chromosomes that have enlightenment, that are multidimensional, that are the avenue, you might say, or the window to the Creator. That's what happened. And here you sit, a human being that has changed from the stars, has been changed from the stars. Why would that be? And who was it? We have given you this information before. It's not that critical that you count the stars and know who the personalities were, but instead that you would know that from that Seven Sisters area, there was love given to you. And those that came down who knew they could never leave came down in a multidimensional way without spaceships, which is the way of travel, and they stayed. And they stayed because they are in love with humanity. You might say, are their lineage. In a reverse way, you are their future and lineage. Dear ones, they have been here all along, and there is great love for you. How they have helped you in the past is a story we wish to tell. But more than that is how they're helping you now. In the past, they were your teachers. For thousands of years, they spent here giving you the essences of divine purpose, the way things worked, how compassion worked, how spirit worked, how love worked. They taught for a very long time. You might say they taught like mothers would teach. If you look at them, you would say they are all feminine and they have a gender which appears to be that way. It is that way. You might say they are mothers from the stars, star mothers. There is so much love coming to you in addition to that which we've talked about from the creative source or for your soul. There is so much love coming to you from that which is what you would call the star family. It doesn't stop there. Roll your eyes some more, because they were seeded by others. There are ascended planets, lots of them, who have gone through the tests that you have, but have an extra million years or so on you. Not a technology advancement, a consciousness advancement. Someday you'll realize that all of your technology is cute. It helps you, kind of. But the thing that you're really developing is high consciousness. That's the highest technology in the universe, high consciousness, where you can change physics literally with your own consciousness and desires. This is not only available, I have taught about it for 36 years. It is reality. Suddenly on this planet during the shift, you're starting to see it. You're starting to see consciousness raise itself. You're starting to feel the love from the stars. Some of you are aware that you're not alone. Now, there are many out there, but I am speaking specifically now about those who created you, helped you, taught you. And when they were here, they did something else for you. They put into this very planet a system so that when you arrived here, you would have help. Call them time capsules, if you wish, that would open around the Earth and help push the dark away and help accept the light and actually change the fabric of dark and light. And it wasn't going to happen unless you did something. And you did. Through the harmonic convergence, You made a decision in 1987 that there would be no more World War III, II, I, no more world wars. There would be no more Armageddon. Instead, you would have an avenue on a new train track, you might say, of the old one in history that kept repeating itself and repeating itself, going around and around. You went on to this new train track, and all manner of things have already happened. Some of them you may look at and say, how could that be positive? Change can often be this way. What if I told you the wars of this planet may be the final ones? Would that change your attitude about this new track? What if I told you on this planet there would be remarkable inventions soon that might change that which is hunger or the lack of water? These are all in line to be given to you when you stop warring. This has always been the plan, dear ones. You have those from the stars who have helped you for thousands of years and that are stepping up now to help you in even a grander way. Can you give thanks right now for the Star Mothers? Can you perhaps say, I don't know, Cryon, that sounds like pretty wild stuff. Why don't you just not decide, if you wish, and wait a while until it shows itself in your reality in 3D when you meet them? And you will. Dear ones, it's closer than you think. There will be some kinds of contacts coming sooner than you think. Maybe not the final ones, maybe not the Star Mothers, but enough for you to know that this galaxy is teeming with life. There's something else that they have done. These ascended planets, they're your family. They know you. They stand over you. There's actually some protection of Earth for you. I would not tell you these things, dear ones, if they were not true. I want you to sit for a moment and ponder, what if I'm right? What if, as you sit here, you actually have DNA from the stars, combined with that which evolved from humanity a long time ago as humans? This is the way of all things at the moment, human. That you do have DNA from the stars, and that means that each and every human is enabled. Each and every one of you is enabled for an awakening of what is already inside you to a grander truth, to communication with those who came early and taught you that, which is the information that is the source of the Creator. Would you like to retrieve that information? Would you like to know more about the love that is for you from those from the stars? It's not that difficult, dear ones. All you have to say, dear Spirit, if this is so and this is true, in some way, show me. In some way, give synchronicities so that I can see that perhaps this is not just one message from one channeler. Dear ones, there are indigenous all over the world who will give you the same message that I just gave you. It is well known. Where do you stand here? Will you receive the love from your star family? I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.